This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The late great Helen Keller once said, "Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much." That belief is at the heart of the 100 Women Who Care initiative. The brainchild of Karen Dunnigan of Jackson, Michigan, 100 Women Who Care was started in 2006 as a brilliantly simple way to raise money efficiently and quickly for local charities. The organisation grew and spread from the US to Canada and beyond, reaching Tunbridge Wells thanks to their passionate advocate, Claire Thomas.
100 Women Who Care is a really beautifully simple concept to bring together 100 women who together donate money to a local charity. So each of the women give £100 once a quarter to a local charity, and together 100 times 100, £10,000 goes straight into the pockets of a local charity to do some powerful good locally.
For those wanting to help others, choosing a charity can be a daunting prospect. For Claire, it was the simplicity and impactful nature of 100 Women Who Care that struck a chord.
I went to a retreat and I came back from that with this deep inner feeling that I wanted to do something that contributed to society. I spoke to a friend of mine about that, and she happened to have just come across this concept that's been running for 10 years in Canada. So she put me in touch with the lady over there, and I just loved the concept straight off and thought this would be something that is so powerful and really quite easy to get up and running. It's that power of when women come together that we can do really great things. And it's that power of many that is really important to me.
With widespread cuts to local funding and the cost of living crisis impacting charities, the arrival of 100 Women Who Care to West Kent could provide a timely lifeline to some local charities.
I think it will give local charities the opportunity to receive quite a substantial amount of money. And with £10,000, there's so many things that a local charity can do. They spend most of their time competing against the more national or global charities, and it's quite hard for them to get their voices heard. And this is a really powerful way for them to make a difference to the local communities, to the people that really need help.
The democratic nature of the charity selection process results in a diverse and numerous array of recipients.
Any of the women that are involved can nominate a charity of their choice. So as long as the charity is local, it's really as simple as that. All of those charities go into a pot, and for each session or meeting, there are three charities that are drawn from the pot at random, and those are the charities that are given the opportunity to present at any given meeting.
At the end of each one-hour quarterly meeting, the lucky recipients are announced, and the money is transferred equally swiftly.
The turnaround is pretty quick. So at the end of that hour's meeting, you know who the winner is. The money can be collected very quickly and given straight to the charities. The money is going to be in their pockets really quickly so they can start spending it on the things that are important right away.
Claire's passion for the initiative is infectious. She believes 100 Women Who Care is both beautifully simple and massively impactful, not only for the charities, but also for the women who donate their time and money.
Anyone can get involved. They just need to have the time available to attend the quarterly meetings. You can register your interest, and then we'll just keep you in the loop as we move towards having our first official meeting.
You can find the link to register your interest on the West Kent Radio website. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.